wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
But I'ma be in the hood giving out circles like Lino Brown, baby. Like Lino Brown, trying to restore my community.
The guys who give you Flex ATX and the right call, Snoop, Zay. The Snoop and Zay Morning Remix. Remix. On the Horn.
Woo! Good morning, Austin, Texas. This is not BNE. Y'all were fooled. Got you on the remix. This is the Snoop and Zay Morning Remix, the sweet potato pie edition. Later on, you'll get the pumpkin pie edition this afternoon with Patrick Davis and Stephen Kabler and my man Cameron. But this morning, Snoop and I got you covered. Hit up the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. Yeah, 3776. High school football playoffs. Snoop's got you on that. FlexATX.com. Catch at FlexATX on Twitter. Hit up Snoop Daniel, at Snoop Daniel on Twitter. Hit up @_Zay. Snoop, what's popping, dog?
The intro was borderline disrespectful.
Was it?
I love it.
Come on, bro.
I love it. Wake up, nobody.
Yeah, we had to switch it.
I do want to shout out to the soldiers in Fort Hood. My dad, personally being a member of the military, I've retired from the Air Force for 20 years. I mean, it's the only reason I'm in America. We went overseas to the Philippines to serve a stint in Angeles City, Fort Lee. Adopted this little baby with ants crawling up my bottle in the Similac and brought me over to America. So here I am today. So big shout out and salute to the troops. I know Bucky starts each morning, you know, paying homage to our military folks. So Veterans Day was like 2 weeks ago. So also, you know, just we always appreciate the veterans. So
yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Absolutely appreciate the veterans. I like you doing that little sub for Bucky. That was classy. Yeah. See, now you're putting me in that E. Hogan category. That's too much pressure. I don't like that very much.
Hey, we don't even have to worry about BNE. This is, you know, this is Snoop and Zay.
The morning
Snoop
remix.
Zay, the morning remix. You know, like Zay, actually, mornings was my first full-time radio gig ever. And I got it after being an overnight jock for like 8 years.
Right.
Parts $8 an hour. Howard Stern had to go from terrestrial radio to satellite. The guy that replaced Howard threatened, well, he offered to pay $500 for someone to find a kid that he could R. Kelly on.
Oh.
I gotta say, well, he got fired for that. The third guy that they replaced him with just decided that he wasn't really feeling the ATX. He was from California, so he just went back. So the fourth option.
That's rare. That's rare. Usually they stay from Cali.
I went from overnights to mornings. I did mornings from 06 through 09 and just kind of like bounced around. So I love being on in the morning. This is kind of where like, I used to start doing mornings at like 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock because you need to try to beat everybody up. So, you know, 6 o'clock in New York is already, 5 o'clock is already 6 o'clock in New York, so people are already getting a head start on you. So, happy to be here. Are we going to talk some sports?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, last night, UCLA got drove by Gonzaga, and that Gonzaga team, I don't know if that UT game was a fluke, because to me, I felt like UT didn't show everything. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that Chris Beard, he's running different sets now, and there's just different, you know, different motion and continuity with their offense that he didn't show against Gonzaga, which it seems like he's saving that for March. But the way them boys at Gonzaga jumped on Johnny Juzang and the my man Campbell, he didn't have a good game either. And Andrew Nembhard, Marcus Carr's homeboy, who he's known since he was 6 years old, he might be the best college basketball player in the country, low-key. I know he probably won't get, you know, player of the year odds, and he's, you know, third fiddle after Holmgren and Drew Timmy, but he controls the game, and he controlled that Texas game, too, even though he only had 9 points, 8 assists, like that's still controlling the game. So he might not be the best in the nation, but he the best point guard in the nation. He's going to be up for it. So that Gonzaga team, yeah, they're for real. That game in Spokane against Texas, even if Chris Beard didn't show his full hand, that wasn't no fluke.
83-63 last night over number 2 UCLA is pretty impressive.
Yeah, yeah, and it was emotional because that was Dick Vitale's first game back since being diagnosed with cancer. And at age 82, it was great having Dickie V back. And a lot of people got mixed reviews about Dickie V. How do you feel about
it? I love Dickie V.
Me too.
Love that dude.
He's kind of how I got into the game, low-key, like wanting to be just behind the mic in some sort of fashion, talking sports. Like, he made it look dope, especially all those, you know, classic games he did. He's been in the game, what, 50 years? So, yeah.
So what's your take on Texas as far as going to the game was lit? Craig gave me tickets the other day. I thought I was going to get in trouble walking down so close to the floor. But big shout out to Uncle Craig. You tweeted me, like, we calling Craig Unk now.
Yeah, he's Unk.
If he's going to give me floor seats to a basketball game, then he's going to be Unk. But it was lit. And Texas basketball, I was talking with DJ Hella Yellow, one of the Austin area DJs in ATX, and talking about the crazy hairstyles for the Texas basketball team. Like, if you actually took a picture of their hair and said, which player is this? Of course, people get Trey Mitchell with the yellow blonde locks, and you got the low-cut Caesar with Andrew Jones. So, you know, it's just a lot of flair. I'm not saying that hoops and hair have anything, Alex Caruso would tell you different. But, you know, hoops and hair, you know.
Yo, hold on, was that an Aggie shot?
Oh, yeah. And you know, I don't mind the Aggies. I'm not as much of an Aggie hater.
You can do Aggie shots. I'll be hating. I love Chad Hastings. He's my guy for sure. But I'll be hating Caruso. He be looking toe up.
Yeah. I think he's. But he's staying slicker now, and he's actually adjusted the angle of his headband, so he has a little bit more swag now. Anybody, what?
You're right. The headband does make him more swaggy than Alex Caruso would be. Like the old Alex Caruso with that porn stash that he had back in A&M. Yeah, he definitely had to cut that out, but he's from Bryan College Station. He don't know no better.
Yeah.
With the hairstyles with this Texas basketball team, Timmy Allen, he had a little high top going on when he first got to the 40 acres, and he cut that thing. He's got the tight Paul George, old school Paul George, Steve Harvey fade. Like, that's like smooth line. That's the razor. You know, some of y'all don't know about that. Y'all might have to listen to the pumpkin pie edition later if you don't know nothing about that. It's sweet potato pie edition. We getting it cracking. But, the barber is very important. I know you're a spa dash guy, but I've had my same barber for almost 10 years,
Word.
Bro. Yeah. And
we're at.
My guy Manny is at Freestyle Barbershop, so he's moved around. Let's see. See, I should know this being an Austin night. Mm. Off of Ramble and Congress?
Okay.
Yeah. So he always be having me tight, you know what I'm saying? That's how I get down.
Yeah, but UT basketball, yeah. So football also this weekend. I'm looking forward to playoffs for Flex. Just real quick, we do got a lot of playoff games coming up this Friday. A lot of Austin area teams, including the normal suspects, Lake Travis and Westlake. But Bowie, your alma mater.
Oh, let's go.
Putting on an incredible Cinderella run, I want to say. This is like watching, I don't know, pick your Wichita State.
Mm.
Making a run in the finals. You know, they've beaten two teams who, you know, Vegas would have picked against in the opening round. They lost to, they beat Round Rock 13-3, and they come out and beat Smithson Valley 28-21 last week to get to this point. Now, San Antonio Brennan is undefeated, and it's going to be a tall order.
Where they rank?
Rank-wise, you know, like in the postseason, it really doesn't even matter anymore.
Okay.
Because after the end of the regular season, they just wash.
Right.
They don't even rank them anymore because, you know, like undefeated teams get knocked out. For example, Dripping Springs was 10-0 and ranked, I guess, 20 in the state at the end of the year and got knocked out in the first round by Georgetown. But Brandon is going to be a tall order. I was talking with Alan Galbraith, and he said, really, this Brandon team is the third best team that Bowie has played this year. Brandon is good, but not better than LT or Westlake. So if you go into the game with that mentality, a little less familiarity breeds contempt, and maybe they get this big upset win. It's one of the few games that are actually in the evening time. Most of the games are in the afternoon. For example, LBJ plays at noon, Cedar Park at 1 p.m., Lake Travis, which will be here on 104.9 The Horn at 2 o'clock. That game is at 7 o'clock in the evening time, so maybe Bowie, you know, they're able to strike at night. But it would be great for the coach Jeff Fables, who missed the playoffs last year for the first time since 2006, to not only make it back, but to make a run, their best run since 2016 when they lost to the Woodlands that year when Lake Travis actually won the state championship. So, but Bowie is looking good. And for Austin, Austin ISD, to have a school that's relevant, you know, not a suburban school like an LT or Eanes ISD or even Leander ISD, but an actual Austin Independent School District school doing well on the biggest level is good for the entire area. Yes, Marble Falls is still playing on the Specs text line. 373. This is weird being on the other side of the mic.
Is it weird?
It is weird. I'm used to being in the producer room. I'm not used to standing in the. This is basically the big boy room. I'm sitting where Bucky normally sits.
So. Yeah, I'm on the board today, and the reason I got you in there is because you got to do like the tower after this, so you got to be on the board anyway. I wouldn't have you do that, my guy. You know what I'm saying? But back to my dogs, Coach Abels. The fact that he lost his D1 quarterback at a point of this season.
Diego Tello in the first game of the season.
Yeah, going to UTSA, which Diego might be playing some big-time football because UTSA, you know, better than Texas right now, but we ain't going to talk much Texas football here. This is a positive show, you know. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. We're trying to be positive here. All the record, 6 losses in a row, we can't be talking about that. All show, you know what I'm saying, Stu? But Diego, the fact that he was out and Coach Abels was able to rally the team and not fall off, this team stayed focused, their defense is very stingy. I'm very impressed. Like, Michael and Marcus Griffin didn't get out the first round, Snoop. Think about that. Like, think about where those guys, you know, ended up and the players that Coach Abels has had. So the fact that he's doing it with these type of guys, man, and he's been in the game for so long, one of my pop's best friends over at Bowie, like, that's something to I definitely marvel for sure.
Yeah, and just real quick for the texter who's texting in about Marble Falls, you know, Coach Herman's done a great job. He's a P1 of the station of the Horn. Yeah, they started the season at 3-0. Their only loss in non-district was against basically a Bishop Gorman. Or you remember that school? There was a story about the school that wasn't actually a high school and made their way on the ESPNU.
Bishop Sycamore.
Okay, Bishop Sycamore. I knew it was Bishop something.
Shout out to my man Roy Johnson, baby. You're doing it.
Yeah.
The coach, what's he doing right now? Is he in the pen?
No, he's not in. Wow.
You sure?
I think he's free.
Free Roy. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing nothing wrong. He's just trying to change kids' lives, bro. He ain't doing nothing wrong. Was he, you know, a little stingy? Yeah. Maybe cheap? Yeah. But at the end of the day, Roy had a good heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's all about, you know.
It's all about the kids.
Your intention, correct?
Yeah.
So Marble Falls did go 3-1 in non-district. Their one loss to a Bishop Sycamore-like team called Nike Dallas FC, which sounds more like a soccer team. But 23-22 loss there. They come back. They beat Travis, but then Marble Falls loses 2 games in a row in the middle of the season. And at that point, they were actually on the outside of the bubble trying to get into the postseason. They lost to McCallum by a touchdown and to Liberty Hill by a touchdown. So maybe that should have signaled that Marble Falls was going to have a good game, because McCallum just finally bowed out the playoffs last week after winning a bi-district title, beating Glenn. And then Liberty Hill is still in the playoffs playing Rouse on Friday night, 7 p.m. at P Field. But then Marble Falls, they get back on the slide. They pitch 3 straight shutouts against Navarro, Northeast, formerly Reagan. Of course, like Big Chat, this is the sweet potato pie edition of the B&E show. So
Reagan Raiders.
Northeast, of course, and Crockett, they beat them 74-0. But the surprise was when they got into the postseason, they went on the road, Marble Falls, and beat the Brenham Cubs, which played Rouse for the district title in the last game of the season. So that 22-21 double overtime win for Marble Falls had them rolling. That momentum went into last week. They crushed Mission Veterans Memorial 35-13, which sets up a date against undefeated Alamo Heights, which beat aforementioned McCallum. So Marble Falls with a chance to avenge District 12-5-82 and get a dub for the Austin area. But it's exciting for Marble Falls to do well. Coach Todd Dodge, the head coach over at Westlake, of course, a back-to-back state titles for him going for his third this year. When I met Coach Dodge, to be honest, like as much as I'm into high school football, I didn't pay any attention to it before I started covering it. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like, and I'm from Dallas. Like, even college football, to me, felt inferior. Like, I'm the Cowboys. I'm the Mavericks. I'm
the
Dallas Stars. You know, Texas Rangers when they were actually worth something. So, to come here and to cover a sport that I wasn't really even focused on covering, it's really just an accident. But yeah, meeting Coach Dodge when he came back to the Austin area as the head coach in Marble Falls, and he had a defensive coordinator named Tony Salazar, who's also at Westlake now, and could become the new head coach for Westlake Chaparrals once Ty Dodge retires after this year. But that's kind of where my Marble Falls route starts. Mike Richardson, for big fans, he's a guy, he set the state record for most passing yards in a game under Coach Dodge. So big shout out to the Marble Falls area. Beautiful spot. I don't know if you ever go out to Marble Falls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, a lady, even the Chili's is popping. Back in the day, back in my single days,
this is popping. Marble Falls, a great
Chili's is popping. Wait, what?
Yeah, even the Chili's. That's what I'm saying. Like why, that is how nice it is.
Why does the Chili's? What?
It's like a Chili's difference? On the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's lit.
All right,
you gotta check it out.
Okay, who are the players to watch coming up this weekend? Because when you get to this point, you know what I'm saying, you gotta have dudes. You got to have guys, and if, you know, everybody wants to go Power 5, but those, you know, FCS schools are good too, you know what I'm saying? That you can find some gems, like the fact that Deuce Vaughn, you know, Texas has to worry about him on Friday, and they didn't recruit him, and clearly that was Tom Herman's fault, but things like that shouldn't happen to where players like his caliber, even though he's small, should be getting out of this area. So is there anybody that's playing this weekend that, you know, might not even be a three-star player, but you could see developing into a stud wherever they go if somebody takes a chance on them?
Well, I mean, it's going to be hard to compare somebody to Deuce Vaughn. And what Deuce did at Cedar Ridge, just in short, the nickel version, he was on varsity as a freshman, broke out all district as a sophomore, took him to the state Final Four as a sophomore. Their quarterback got hurt in the finals in the state Final Four against Allen, and they didn't really stand a shot there. And then the following year with Jalen Ellis, a player who's at Baylor right now, wide receiver, they got them to the area finals against the Woodlands. So, yeah, Deuce Vaughn has been great in the Austin area, and this will be his first game back in the Austin area since graduating and,
he's gonna torch, and
heading off to Manhattan. And
he's going to torch.
He is. You know, I think when Wags comes on at 8 o'clock and we have our fantasy segment, if you play college fantasy, I would lock in Deuce Vaughn. Like, lock him in because he's going to score 5 touchdowns.
Well, Wags is the play-by-play guy of Cedar Ridge. So he covered Deuce Vaughn. So we could ask him about Deuce and what he thought about him and what he, you know, thinks about him now and that, you know, basically the growth that he's had from high school to college. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. But he's going to torch on Friday, Snoop. Like what? You said fantasy. You have him on his fantasy.
Yeah.
He's going to go 100 and 100.
Yeah. And I don't play fantasy anymore, by the way. So
you said that like you had a problem.
I did. Now I don't. No, and I love fantasy so much. I'll save that for later because I got a lot of stories today because we're going to be on air until 10 o'clock. And
yeah, we got
to fill it. And by the way, I want to shout out to all of the B&E listeners this morning who were expecting to hear Buck. And I know they were like, we have tomorrow
off.
We have tomorrow off. Well, who it is? So we appreciate you. The sweet potato.
Yeah, it's the sweet potato of the edition. Yeah, absolutely.
As far as is Deuce to watch, and I'll just kick it back to Uncle Buck. Once again, when you talk about Lake Travis, which is a perennial powerhouse, you know, and of course Garrett Wilson is showing out at Ohio State. He's a future NFL first round pick, but a guy that's probably like a 3-star, not really highly recruited, but probably should be and could develop into like a Deuce Vaughn type. Even though they don't play the same position, you got to talk about Derek DJ Johnson. And that's another player who's been starting on varsity since a freshman. He started on Lake
Travis. Lake Travis, that's serious.
It's hard enough to even crack the roster as a sophomore. You're talking about rostered on varsity and starting. So that's the kind of player that Derek Johnson is. The only other player that you can compare that to in the area, I guess, would be Jaden Greathouse, the wide receiver at Westlake, who started as a freshman. God, it seems like he's an old man. He's just a junior this year and already with two rings going for his third. He could be walking around here with three rings next year, just entering his senior year.
Wow.
And I could see him doing a Jaden Blue thing to where maybe he doesn't even play his senior year, but I'm going to leave that. I wouldn't be surprised or blame him if he did that. But Derek Johnson, just to get back to him, number four, he's running a lot at running back for Lake Travis. They had a three-headed monster of seniors last year for LT. This year they had really Nico Hamilton is a sophomore. Aiden Albright is a junior. So Derek Johnson, the more sure-handed senior, can play both sides of the ball. Bucky said he could start as safety for Texas.
Yeah, he says that to me all the time when he's just chopping it up with me outside. Hey, this kid, he could really go. Sark needs to offer him now.
Derek Johnson.
And you say he plays safety too, though, right?
Yes, yeah. But that's what he originally is. But for
more of a cover safety, or he likes to stop the run?
Well, I mean, both. He's a great run stopper, and obviously he's athletic enough to defend the pass.
Yeah.
But been playing running back mostly for LT just because he's the injury to Watson Cusick has also opened up more opportunities for carries. And you probably think Nico's a little young at this point. A lot of times sophomores, when they play in this long of a season, Texas high school football regular season is 10 games. If you go to state, you play another six. So it's like you add on another half season. And a lot of times sophomores do a lot of growing up in between the last game of the regular season and then by the time you're about to play for a quarterfinal, for example. So, but Derek Johnson, mainly my key to watch out. Real quick, just for the Specs text line, even though I feel weird talking about a text line sponsored by, like a liquor company, we're talking about high school sports. So forgive that. I grew up in a Christian home where we didn't do such things.
There we go. Snoop.
Text line.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise it to Jesus. Wimberley, Texas, yeah, great season. Their team's really come on. They're a young squad whose defense is really the code red. It's been their signature. They opened up the season with a 23 win over Canyon Lake. And then they lost to the team that they're going to be playing this weekend in the regional round of the 4A Division II playoffs, and that's the Cuero Gobblers. They lost 21-3 back on September 3rd.
That's where Jordan Whittington went, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And, Cuero, and supposedly they're putting up a statue of Jordan.
Stop it.
He was that good.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before you keep going, because we're about to get to break in a second. Homie hasn't made the league yet. Homie's always in the tub. The cold tub, icing down. I love Jordan Whittington. I love his game. If he played more, I think this Texas football team would be in a completely different situation because he's just not durable. But come on, dog. A statue.
For statue.
A
guy that,
if he makes the league, I get it. I understand it. Like, you're talking to a guy who's trying to get the new gym at Bowie, named after my pops, or the court at least. Like, how Coach K has the Coach K court at Duke?
Hey.
We need a Coach C court at Bowie, but that's here or there.
That needs to happen.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Specs text line, y'all got to help me out because I know Jordan Whittington was the man at Cuero, and I know it's a small-ass town, but yeah, I don't know if he deserves a statue, but we'll get back to that in a second, Snoop. We got to go to break. You know how we got to pay these bills around here. Check us out. This is The Horn, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. Thanksgiving Eve. Your grandmama should be already making the greens right now. If she ain't, it ain't going to be the Thanksgiving that you want to have. It's Snoop. It's Zay. The Horn Morning Remix. We'll be back.
Snoop and Zay Morning Remix on The Horn.
Welcome back to the Snoop and Zay Morning Remix. Subbing in for B&E. They called in the bullpen, Snoop.
Yeah, they did. I'm hoping I'm not Kenley Jansen and blow to save.
What is that? You know, movie?
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be a little, you know, I'll average a strikeout an inning, but I might walk a couple batters too. So let's just see what happens.
Yo, man, I'm like Mo Vaughn. Y'all remember Mo Vaughn? Dude. He was husky. He used to swing for the fences. He used to be on one leg and stuff. If he didn't hit that home run, it was a mean strikeout. He probably tore something. That's probably the end of his career. He was like a bootleg David Ortiz.
Hey, Zay, real quick, I got some stats on Jordan Whittington. We were talking about Cuero High School, how they're playing Wimberley this weekend. It's a rematch of the second game of the season, non-district, between Wimberley and the Cuero Gobblers. But we're talking about Jordan Whittington potentially having a statue built in the city of Cuero. And get this, his final...
Yeah, you're trying to prove to me that he deserves a statue.
Correct. All right, so, of course, he signed with Texas. He set a state championship record with 334 rushing yards to help Cuero claim the Class 4A D2 title over Texarkana Pleasant Grove, 40-28. Okay, six total touchdowns, 377 yards on offense. He also registered a team-high 11 tackles from the safety position. He won both offensive and defensive MVP in the state game. He basically put the team on his back, though, and took him to the crib. So you see a performance like that. Like you said, Cuero is a smaller town. You know, when you see your city represented on, say, a national stage, but like on Fox Sports Southwest, now known as Valley Sports. I don't know how that happened, but...
Yeah, that's weird. When I always see that, that always throws me off.
Yeah, but I'm getting used to it because Craig says Valley Sports so much. But, you know, to see that kind of a performance, you know, for a smaller town, someone to do, you know, set a state record, score that many touchdowns, offensive and defensive MVP, you know, maybe once in a lifetime talent to come through the area. Who does that after him?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty crazy. Offensive and defensive MVP. But that's part of the problem, Snoop. That's part of the problem that why we haven't seen him on the field very much at DKR. He was utilized so damn much, like a lot of these Texas players are, especially these big-time players that put the team on their back. Once they get to their, you know, colleges and universities, they're pretty, you know, worn down. And that's kind of, you kind of proved the point there. What you were saying with Jordan Whittington.
He's already done.
Man.
He's cooked.
Yeah. And when you go to the state championship game, that's just more miles.
16 games versus 10 in the regular season.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, and he's playing both sides of the ball. Another player, what was I going to say?
He was returning kicks. Wasn't he kicking for them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. That's terrible.
Nah, on the radio.
It's about the worst thing you can do. I really hope that, because I had like a great segue off of that, but whatever.
So, all right, so this is the question that we get a lot on here, because Bucky Gabo is the color guy for Lake Travis. Is Derek Johnson...
Color commentary.
Yeah, is Derek Johnson related to the legendary Longhorn linebacker, Derek Johnson?
I doubt it.
He's not.
No.
He's not. That would be a great story. It would make a lot of sense, but no, he is not. Derek Johnson, man, it always hurts that he didn't get that national championship with that 05 team. Like, he says that he feels a part of it, but, you know, he was such a dog, and he was so good, the best defensive player in the nation that 04 year when they played Michigan. And obviously, you know, he didn't have any eligibility left, but it just always, every time I see him, I say, dang, man, I wish you would have been able to stay one more year so you could have got that ring, like, you know, that 05 team.
Okay. Now, this is going to seem like I'm going all over the place.
That's what we're here to do. We got 4 hours. Snoop.
Okay, thank you.
We got 4 hours.
We're talking about Jordan Whittington playing all those games and putting up a statue of him in Cuero, but on all the games he played, when you think about Texas and Jaden Blue, the running back who decided to not play varsity football his senior year,
yeah,
maybe that is to combat the Jordan Whittington syndrome. Maybe, you know, getting overused in your senior year because the team is going to want to lean on you to win a state championship if you're that good. So do you want to put your body through that kind of pain to get your team to carry them all the way to the greatest glory? Or do you sit out a year, basically, You know, and that's what I was thinking when I think about a player like Jaden Greathouse for Westlake, who's been a star since a freshman. He's best friends with Cade Klubnik, who is the Clemson commit and number one ranked quarterback, according to Sports Illustrated, you know, over at Westlake.
Where best friend going?
Oh, what?
Best friend the Klubnik, you know.
Clemson.
He's going to Clemson, too?
No. But Jaden is not committed yet.
Okay.
Cade is.
Right. Yeah, I know where.
So, you know.
I don't like to talk much Westlake stuff. You know, being
that's
a buoy,
right. Okay.
You know, it kind of makes me feel a little queasy if we keep it going. Just Dodge is a good guy and all, mad respect. But, yeah, I know my man Coach Abels has had mad nightmares.
Well, just, you know, talking about, you know, the overused senior.
Yeah.
Just was so Jaden will probably be and another segue kind of with Cuero and Jordan Whittington would be Vandergrift, which I call Four Points Steiner Ranch.
Yeah.
That's their own community there. Jordan Whittington would be one. Greg Brown the third.
Ooh.
So let's talk about that. You want to talk about, you know, putting up a statue out in Four Points of an athlete. Greg Brown, what he did for that basketball team, taking them to heights that they will, I don't know, if Coach Ellis is cultivating talent in that area.
Shout out to Coach Ellis. Coach Collier, another Coach Collier tree guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Coach Ellis was at Bowie for a little bit. I want to say, gosh, where did Coach Ellis go to high school? I want to say he's from that Bryan College Station area because my pops played them when he was in high school. But yeah, when Coach Ellis got into the game, one of his first stops was at James Bowie High. Like, CeCe's coaching tree is serious. But that, with what Greg Brown did last night,
yes, nutmeg,
against the
baby.
Against the Nuggets, nutmeg, between the legs, dunk in the game.
In the game.
Okay, now Snoop, other people might feel different about this because the game was already won. The Trailblazers had it, the game was won.
Yeah.
And Austin Rivers, he was hilarious. If you look at the Nuggets bench, once Greg Brown dunked that thing, he stood up like, yo, I can't even watch this stuff no more. Like, this is ridiculous. And the old heads would probably be like, man, boy, back in my day, you know, you got to have some respect, boy. You got to bring that ball out, hold that ball. You ain't trying to, you know, we ain't trying to do nothing like that. While, you know, me and you, we over here like, yo, you ain't in the game only a minute or two. All you're getting is trash minutes. You a rookie. Get your highlights, young blood. Get your highlights. I'm not mad at Greg Brown going crazy like that. We all know he has bounce. We all know this is the reason why Greg Brown left the University of Texas early. Even though he might have not been NBA ready, he's NBA potential ready. And that's a big difference than what, you know, these scouts used to look at 30 years ago. 30 years ago, if you weren't a four-year player or a guy that has, you know, skins on the wild, mad miles and stuff, then, you know, you're not going to get drafted high because you're a risk. You know, Kevin Garnett, he was a risk.
It was a big risk. I remember how big of a deal it was to take him out of high school in Chicago. I think he went 7th overall, and they were like going nuts. Like, I can't believe we're going to take this risk.
Kevin Garnett coming out of high school, I don't think he was over 210. I don't even think he was over 200 pounds. So for Kevin McHale, who was the Timberwolves general manager at the time, for him to take a chance on KG and clearly benefit from that, that was big time. Greg's situation, you know, he has so much more to learn. And obviously Shaka, if he would have done a better job with players like Greg, then he'd probably be coaching here still. But that's a different story for a different day. I'm with that nutmeg, Snoop. That dunk was absolutely nasty.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember which game it was or what type of dunk he tried. I just remember it being all over social media how he attempted a dunk in the game when he played at Texas. And if he had threw it down, it would have been all over. But even the miss was all over everywhere.
Yo, he dunked on homeboy from Baylor last year. African brother.
Yeah.
He dunked on him so nasty. Again, if you just put Greg Brown in situations where he could, you know, cut into the rim all the time, running the break, make sure that, you know, he's putting his focus out on defense. I think that those things got mixed up with, you know, Greg Brown's development. You know, I think he had so much pressure on him coming out of Vandergrift.
Well, because
to go straight to the league.
To the league, because he was supposed to sign a contract with the NBA D-League.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make the, like, you know, $100,000 or whatever, skip Texas and just go try to develop in, you know, the D-League. So, yeah, you're right.
Man.
Real quick.
Hold on, Snoop.
Go ahead.
We'll save that. Save that thought.
Okay.
Because we got to keep them waiting. We got to pay these bills. Oh. We'll be back.
Okay.
This is the Snoop and Zay Morning Remix on the Horn 104.9, 101.9 AM 1260. Stream the app, hornfm.com. Snoop and Zay, we'll be back.
Snoop, Zay on the Horn Morning Remix.
Welcome back. Snoop, Zay, Sweet Potato Pie, Morning Edition, the Horn Morning Remix. Appreciate everybody for rocking with us. We are subbing for B&E. Couldn't have the network on, so they called in the bullpen. The guys that give you Flex ATX, the right call. Snoop's been in the game for a minute.
Bruh, for real. Dude, bro, I started radio here in 03. No, late 02.
Yeah, that's 20 years, bro.
Oh, my God.
What you mean?
I started radio
people
when I was 7.
People can do the math.
Yeah, I know.
People can do the math.
But I moved just the quick rundown. I got my radio start with Kid Craddock in the morning. That was my first RIP to him.
Legend.
In Dallas. Yeah, he is a legend. And I moved out here because I couldn't get a gig in Dallas, man. It's too hard. It's too hard. People would get mad at you because, you know, like I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
People would get mad at you if you had showed up earlier than them because they think that you were trying to show them up. Like, that was the atmosphere that it was.
I've heard petty radio stories.
Man.
Like, guys who people rely on to get audio or something for them, and they don't do it to show up. The guy who asked so they could have their job later on. Yeah, radio's petty. It can be a little grimy. I'm not going to lie.
It was pettier because now, like, kids don't want to work. So, really, I wish, like, it was this lazy work ethic like people are today back when I was first trying to get in.
Yeah.
But I had to move to Austin. I got my first gig at 101X Mornings producing there. So, it was known as LBJS. It was like Simmons. Anyway, but yeah, there and then, and that was late 02 and just kind of like skirted around. I mean, just almost like every station in the market, every company in the market, just trying to, just make myself valuable, learning how to do production.
Yeah.
Not just being a talking head because I just wasn't going to get into the game talking. So I had to do other things. So it's almost like, I want to say like Kanye West, but before Kanye.
Wow. Hold on. Okay. So you're crazy.
Yes. but he got into the game as a producer, you know, and then he was producing long before Through the Wire, and then he got into the car wreck, went into the studio, cut Through the Wire, which sampled Chaka Khan's Through the Fire, and it was on after
classic.
But just getting into the game, doing something that's not necessarily what you want to do ultimately to get to the point where you want to be. And here I am now. Like, I worked in this building doing mornings in 07. This place used to be known as Border Media. And I did mornings, like, back where our sales pit office is. That used to be P.O. Lean. It was, like, a Hispanic morning show that was back then. They were huge. But I think there was, like, a big ego situation. Egos kill so many things that don't need to be destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like cause maybe later in the show I'll name drop another show or group of people I knew where the ego basically killed off a good thing, and really all they had to do was just be humble.
Right.
But anyway, I was here. That was 07, and then that station flipped to Spanish, or they sold it off or something. And then I wound up across the street, so all over the place. I wound up across the street at what at the time was known as Infinity Broadcasting, and that's when I met Dave South, who's the former Texas A&M play-by-play for all sports, and he was my mentor who taught me the sports game and how to do sports, because I'd never even thought I would ever do sports. And it's just kind of like, again, trying to find a niche or something that they would let me do so I could do something.
Yeah.
So,
That's respect, man. That's respect, because I come in here and sometimes you're here before me, like early. Real early, working on different videos, working on different editing.
I'm usually here from the night before.
Yeah, just making sure all the updates are good with every game, no matter what sport, in high school around the Central Texas area. Yeah, you've been holding it down, bro. I appreciate what you do and what you've been doing in ATX. I remember my pops, I used to ask, man, who is this dude with the camera on the baseline? Because my pop's stingy. I know I was probably a little difficult getting into Bowie games, because he's going to question what's going on. If you're in the way of anything that's close to the game, which you're on the baseline, so that means you might get in the way of the ball being taken out, or don't disrupt the game out of Bowie basketball, you know, contest. Just don't disrupt it, because CC, he will get intense. But the fact that he was just like, yo, who is this guy with the camera on the baseline? Like, I always see him. I go to different games around the area. Who is this? CeCe, that's Snoop. He just get, you know, he's radio guy. I don't know. And then now, that's probably 10 years ago, 10 years later, here we are. We're doing a morning show. Crazy how life works.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, man. And then just a quick, short B&E story. Like, in 03 was the 1 year that I worked for The Zone back in the day, 1300 The Zone, and Bucky and Aaron were doing mornings there. It was a Monkey Chuck. He was our program director. And I just remember not having a car and being so embarrassed by that. Like, I would, like, try to sneak and run into the building without anybody seeing me jump off the bus. And one time I got off of the bus, and Bucky was right there at the gas station.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what's up, Bucky? He's like, Snoop? I don't know if he knew what I was doing hopping off a bus. But, yeah, it's been a long – that was 03. Fam, that – oh, my gosh. I was doing Zone up when we did – because before the internet, for our phones.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember we did – you know how Aaron usually does the headlines at the top of the hour for 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I guess, on the show.
6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
So it was basically that every hour.
I ain't doing
hour.
That, by the way, people.
What?
I'm not doing the headlines.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it's no B&E. Sorry, yep. Guys. Sorry. We
can't
apologize.
Fill those shoes. Sorry. We're just
apologize.
Taking the spot.
But we were like – at the top of every hours, it was basically somebody designated to give an update like that, and that's what I did to try to get used to talking about sports. So I was not ready, man, because, you know, like, people want you to know your sports backwards and forwards, and I didn't. So I appreciate the patience that they showed me, and, you know, helped me to learn the ropes. And like you said, fast forward to today, here we are.
Already. Well, you know, we gotta pay those bills, y'all. Appreciate everybody for.
Teaser.
Oh, get them.
No, em. because remember what I stopped to say before we went to the last break, and I just rambled. I apologize.
There's going to be a lot of that.
We were talking about Kevin Garnett. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk about the 1995 NBA draft, who was taken where. And you talk about, you know, taking a risk, taking a player out of high school. Some of the players that were taken around him, we'll just kind of compare. You know, we'll do some NBA. I know you like hoops. I do too.
Yeah, so, man.
I like going down memory lane, and this is fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. Come on. When Shaq came to me, it was like, hey, we need to fill that 4 hours in the morning. Can you handle it? Yo, I jumped on that like it was nothing. Like, yeah, we got it. Let's go. This is an opportunity that me and Snoop, we haven't chopped it up on air before. So
yeah, this is a first.
Cracking.
It's like we playing 2-on-2.
Yeah.
You know, we at the gym, so we have to fill each other out the first hour. We got 3 more quarters, so who the heck knows
who's Stockton,
what's
going to happen. Who's Malone? Yeah.
I'll be John Stockton because
I knew you were gonna say that
because
be
I rock the Stockton shorts.
See, I can't
all
be Carl. He be wilding off the court.
Oh,
we'll be back. Yeah, 7 o'clock hour coming. This is
shout
the
out Vanessa Bryant.
Shout out Vanessa. What?